Hi there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show, and today is our monthly unscripted. That means you bring the topics to the table. We have our show team in place. We've got Matt, we've got Michael, we've got Rich, and now we wait for you. So anything that's on your mind or your heart, if you didn't get into yesterday's show for the urgent prayer requests, I still have the prayer book out because we will be praying, continue to pray around the clock, especially with the news that we just heard this morning about the plane crash. It just breaks my heart, but I'll talk about that in a moment. I want to make sure we have the phone lines open. They are, so we're waiting for you. This is unscripted, monthly unscripted. We are live today, which means if you're listening, you hear the sound of my voice. That means please call in if you have something to share. If you want to ask a question about the faith, you want to make a comment, you want to suggest a future topic, you want to revisit a past topic, whatever works for you. This is when at the end of each month, we really open up the phone lines for you. Okay, that's what Take Two's all about. So please pick up the phone. No, you don't need to pick up the phone. I say this every single time. It's in your hand. Let's go. Start dialing. Speak to Matt. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's our monthly unscripted. We do it once a month. And I wanted just to share, I did bring the prayer book out because I wanted to put on the very top of the page to keep it on everybody's minds and in their hearts, because we've got to be sending the love and thoughts during this very difficult time about the American Airlines jet that collided with the Army helicopter in the Potomac. And they are retrieving unfortunately the bodies, and it's just incredibly, incredibly sad. And I can't even imagine what people are feeling around it, the first responders and everyone that's involved. And then these innocent, probably wonderful individuals that boarded that flight, that American Airlines flight. They thought they were getting on with their day, reaching their destination. They had no idea their life was going to end today. And this is all a very big reminder for all of us. You know, please. I know it's probably like a commercial you see on TV, like one of those Hallmark commercials. But seriously, we need to hug the ones we love, tell them we love them. Live in the moment, get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace, because we never know when the good Lord is going to call us home. And I've been saying this now for a couple years, and I mean it. My two co-hosts, Jerry Escher and Adam Bly, we've been saying the same thing. Please, it's time to get in a state of grace. And stay in a state of grace. Okay, this is our unscripted, and we are going to hit the ground running. So if you want to share something, please call in at 833-288-3986. Let's go to Renee. Renee is in Idaho on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Renee. Welcome to Unscripted.
Well, hello there. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I mean, my heart's heavy because I just feel so bad for those beautiful folks that thought they were going to take a normal plane flight and their life is over.
It is an absolute tragedy. Mm-hmm. I hope that we don't dwell too much on things that other than the people that need to be taken care of.
Exactly. Exactly. We need to be support to everyone involved. Yep, absolutely. Renee, you called in for Unscripted. You're gonna start the conversation today. I'm super excited about that.
Well, actually, I called in for a prayer request.
Okay. Go ahead.
I would like prayers for both of my daughters, mm-hmm. as well as my sister, to return to the faith.
Okay, you got it. Now, you don't have to give us their first name because God knows who your family is, but if you choose to, we'll happily pray by name, which we do quite often. So whatever you decide, but I will tell you that's the number one prayer intention for everyone, pretty much.
That is fine. It's for Krista, mm-hmm. Amy, and Donna.
Krista, Amy, and Donna. Got it. Well, you're a caring soul. You definitely love your family. You want to see everybody in heaven, and that's a beautiful thing. So, I put you in the book too for any personal intentions.
Thank you. I could use all the help I can get.
Me too, Renee. Me too. I'm like a prayer. I'm like a prayer beggar. I beg. I go to the grocery store and the checkout guy or gal, they'll say to me, "Do you anything else?" And I say, "Yeah, prayers." I say that all the time, and they start laughing. I'm like, "I'm serious."
I can use anything you've got.
Exactly. You said, "Do I need anything else?" That's what I need is prayers. Oh, Renee, bless your heart. Thank you so much. We got it in the book. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you back. Thank you. Okay, Renee got us started on Unscripted. That's how it works. If you have something to share, something you want to add to the conversation, if you please, we have the calendar out as well. Michael, our producer, is so amazing. He's putting on show topics right as we speak. You know, as folks come on air with us and they say something and it triggers, like, wow, that could be a great show. Michael jots it down. That's what great producers do. So if you have a suggested topic for we're actually probably at close to the end of February and we're heading right into Lent. So maybe if you have a Lenten topic, that would be wonderful. So if you could share that, or if you have any, maybe tomorrow is all about relationships. So if you want another relationship topic, I'll happily do that. I have been a life coach for over 20 years. So please call in and share what's on your mind or heart. Again, I'll say it again, because we have new listeners that tune in, tune out. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. This is a wonderful, extraordinary, unique program and platform for all of us, the lay faithful, the body of Christ, to come together and share what we feel is important with the world. And I'm so grateful that EWTN feels it's important as well, because they're allowing us this very brief hour together. And so let's use it wisely. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Fill up the phone lines anywhere on the planet. If you're listening and you can hear the sound of my voice, call in. And if you're an international caller, we'll kind of inch you up to the front of the line, because we know it's sometimes difficult to wait on hold and outside of the country. We understand that. And if you're clergy, you get a special place with us as well. Okay, so if you're a bishop, but we know we have a lot of bishops listening, and priests and deacons and religious sisters, come on, you guys, call up and fill the phone lines and tell us what's on your mind, maybe what's going on in the church. We'd love to always stay up to date. 833-288-3986. It's Unscripted today on Take Two. So glad you're with us for Unscripted today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We do this once a month. That's where you bring the topics to the table. So if you have something you want to say or share or ask, please call in. It's that simple. Matt is wonderful to talk to. I know I say that every single show, but I mean, if I could talk to Matt every single day, which I guess I could, but he's busy working, but okay. Wow. Was that Tom Price's voice that just popped in there? That's so cool. Okay. I just, and that's another great voice on Catholic radio. Tom, hold on. If you can hear me, who's on hold, just hold on. We'll get to you in just a moment. We are getting, just want to make sure we are connected. If we are, let's go to Joan in Los Angeles, California. Can we? Hello, Joan.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure what happened there. I think we had a little technical glitch. Somebody needs to say the St. Michael prayer. So let's just keep going. This is Unscripted, and I'll get to some of the announcements later. I want to greet our next caller, which is Joan from Los Angeles, California. Thanks, Joan, for hanging on the iCatholic Radio app.
And you know what? With the technical difficulties, I actually was saying the St. Michael the Archangel prayer, because I think that's why the technical difficulties happened. But anyway,
very interesting.
So this is my comment. I was calling about the terrible tragedy last night with the airline that fell in the ocean and all the people died and the helicopter. And I was thinking, if I was standing in my front yard and a car came, you know, watering my plants, and a car, you know, lost control and hit me and I died, and everybody would be sad. It'd be a terrible tragedy. My kids would pray for me, and my grandkids, my neighbors, my parish. You know, there'd be a lot of people praying for me, but how many people would that be? Maybe 50. So these people on the plane were so blessed by the great mercy of God. Look how good God is and how great is his mercy. How many people are going to be praying for those people? how many people are going to be praying for those souls. The floodgates of heaven are going to be open because EWTN will pray, iCatholic Radio, parishes around the world, just people who are moved by the tragedy. So I think it is a great, great mercy of God. Those people are very blessed because God takes people when they are at the optimum place in their life and they can accept his mercy.
Mm. Wow. Wow. Joan, you're very deep. Have folks said that about you? I'm just curious.
Well, okay. So, how did I get to this spot in my life? It's tragedy.
Okay.
Right? And I think I kind of learned that when things hurt you, when life happens, you don't run away from the pain. You embrace the pain. You go through the pain, right? That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you run away from the pain that you don't learn anything. If you embrace the pain, that's what you're supposed to do. Jesus embraced the cross. You embrace the cross. And it's just grace for whatever reason. It's just grace. So praise be God.
You're amazing, Joan. I think you live up to your name. My sister's name is Joan. It's so interesting. I'm sure you love St. Joan of Arc, right?
Oh, I do. You know what? I'll tell you something. I just wanted to share this because it made me so happy to think that God had blessed these people. And it was just such a consolation to me that I just had to share it. It made me so happy. It's like God is so great. It's like one of those moments in your life when God just touches your heart and you just want to sing and say, praise be Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. And how could you say thank you? But that's what the cross, right? The scandal of the cross. So mm-hmm. the plane crashes, but it's a great mercy for those people.
A great mercy. Wow. Interesting perspective and insight and enlightenment that you have, Joan. You're awesome. I love that you felt prompted by the Spirit. I love that you shared today, and that's what Take Two is all about. So we can learn and grow and mature in our spiritual life together. So thank you, Joan. God bless you.
You have a good day.
Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to get back to the phones. Julie's going to be up next in just a moment. I want to share Audible. EWTN podcasts are available on Audible. It's weekday shows from the Sunrise Morning Show through Ave Maria in the afternoon, plus the latest weekend programming. You can find it all on the Audible app. Okay, that's what I wanted to share. This is unscripted today. We're sharing from our heart. Our hearts, our minds, the wisdom we have, the experience, the understanding of God. It's a very, very powerful show. And remember, when we have powerful shows like this, and this has been happening more often, I will tell you, when we have powerful shows like this, the enemy does not like it. Absolutely. They don't like it. And they'll mess with technology. They'll mess with just getting us, you know, kind of off the mark and try to get disturbed. And we just have to keep, we have to stay focused. We have to keep going. And it's very important we get the message out quickly because the world is going in some, you know, crazy twists and turns. And we've got to make sure we continue to be Christ in the world in every which way. And God is sanctifying the airwaves. Like Father Thomas Loya says from Light of the East, God is sanctifying the airwaves. So that's why we got to use this platform wisely. So it's unscripted. If you have something to share, please call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Let's get to Julie in South Dakota on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Julie. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to share a story. Yesterday, I went and took my mom to Mass at the nursing home that she lives in. And after Mass, when I took her down to lunch, one of the other ladies that was sitting at her table said, "What are those medals that you have on your tomb?" And I said, "Well, this first one is the Blessed Mother Mary, and the other one is Saint Anthony." And she said, "Well, can I see them?" So I walked around the table, and she held on to them, and she said, "You know, at the end of the day, at the end of our life, this is all we have." And I thought, here she is, 90-plus years old and still evangelizing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you think about those people that died tragically, at the end of the day and at the end of their life, that's all they have.
Yeah.
She said to me, I have very few possessions in my apartment, here. And when I go, I can't take those with me, but I will always have my Jesus.
Yes.
And I thought, how cool is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is cool. And I have to tell you, Julie, I mean, that was a very powerful, very powerful encounter you had with this wonderful individual. But I have to tell you, in a smaller way, I had a similar experience a couple weeks ago when I went into the first eye surgery. There was some interesting things that happened prior to me going into the surgery room. And I felt very alone for a few minutes, very alone. It was a weird feeling. And I had in my pocket my scapular and some relics. And it was so interesting. honest to goodness, Julie, this is exactly what I said. Here I was a little bit, you know, sedated and getting ready to go into surgery. And I just said, okay, Jesus, it's you and me and all the angels and saints. Let's go. And that was the last thing I remember saying before I drifted off to sleep. And it's so interesting, Julie. It's so true. And the sooner we remind each other of this, because wouldn't you agree, Julie, that the world keeps telling us,
crazy.
You know, the world keeps saying, forget about this, put God on a shelf, God doesn't exist, God's not here for you, but that we have to remind each other like we're doing today, and really get other folks centered and in a good spiritual position, so that at any moment, they are ready to meet the Lord, and they are happy about meeting the Lord, right, Julie?
Yeah. We talked about it at our Bible study last night. You know, we're not afraid to die. We feel bad for the people that we leave behind, and they will miss us, but we'll see them again.
Right.
You know, we don't have to be afraid of dying.
Right. Right. Well, Julie, I have to invite you. I really hope you tune in for the Spirit World this weekend. That's exactly what Adam and I are unpacking. We are talking about, are you frightened by death? And we're going to be...
I listen to it every Saturday.
Thank you. Yeah. God bless you. Yeah, we feel the same way that folks are feeling really uneasy about death. And we as Catholic Christians, we should not be feeling that way. We should be feeling a whole different, way of really hope and excitement in a way So I'm with you, Julie.
I ask you to put, I come from a family of 11 children and we all went to Catholic school. And there's only 5 of us that still practice the Catholic faith, and that makes my mom so sad. And I just keep telling her, Mom, you cannot change them. You can only pray for them.
Right.
And if you could just add my 6 siblings that do not practice their Catholic faith. I mean, they are Lutheran and Baptist and stuff, but they just, it's like, you need to see the truth, please.
Well, I'm glad you're reassuring your mom, because, your mom did her part, and you're right. Just continue to pray. They're marked for Jesus, and we entrust them to Jesus, and we say, okay, they're yours, but we pray for them. Yeah, I'm right with you. I have siblings like that, too. So, Julie, you're awesome. Thank you so much. God bless you, and have a beautiful rest of your day. Wow.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, that was another powerful call. So let's go to Reg. Reg is in Dallas, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Reg.
Hi, Debbie. I'm Reg in Dallas, and I'm calling since you said this is unscripted.
Yes.
I want to ask you for prayer for a program we have coming up called Project Joseph. We've talked about this before on your show. Mm-hmm. It's a program for men who have lost a child to abortion. Mm-hmm. It's a place for them to come and share their grief and their sorrow over their loss. And we help them find their way back to God and his forgiveness and love. We constantly remind them that God loves them no matter what they've done, that if they repent and come forward, he will always accept them. So we have one coming up here soon on February 22nd and 23rd, and I just wanted to ask for your prayers for the success of this mission.
Absolutely, Reg. Is this open to outside of your parish, or how does it work?
Yes, it is. It's open to anybody. It is not just at our parish. It is in our diocese. here in Dallas.
Nice.
Yeah, it's part of the Respect Life Ministry we have here with the CPLC, the Catholic Pro-Life Community.
Uh-huh.
And we have it three times a year for men only, this is, two times in English and once in Spanish. And as I say, our next one's coming up at the end of February, and I want to get the word out to men. We have men signed up for it, but we do still have some spaces available. And we've had people come fly in from Florida, from Louisiana, from Oklahoma, from Canada, because this program is unique. We have developed it here, and we're starting to look at getting it spread to Fort Worth Diocese next to us and Tyler Diocese on the other side.
Nice.
So I'm just real excited about it coming up and hoping that you can help spread the word about it.
Absolutely, Reg. Well, let me. You got the prayers. I put it in the book. Blessings to you and graces for this fine ministry that's going to help to heal men. That's wonderful. But Reg, I'm gonna do one better than that. If you can hang on, okay. I need you to give your give your contact information to Matt, our call screener. Matt, if Matt's listening to me right now, Matt, if you can get Reg's contact information, I'd like to maybe have you interview on the morning show right at Guadalupe Radio Network so we can get the word out, okay?
I would be delighted. Thank you so much, Debbie. God bless you for everything you do for life.
Oh, thank you, Reg. God bless you. That was beautiful. So Matt's going to pick up the phone with Reg in Dallas. This is how it works, you guys. We use this platform to really spread the healing messages out there. That's important. You know, confession. Let's talk about confession. Confession is a healing sacrament. We talk about it all the time on Catholic Radio. Sometimes people say, why do you have to talk about it all the time? Because it's important. We're a sacrament-rich church. We talk about the Eucharist, right? Oh, always source and summit of our Christian life. And then ministries like Reg was talking about in the diocese in the Dallas area and the diocese there, and now it's spreading to other dioceses. Beautiful work to help heal souls. So if you have a ministry that you really want the prayer support, let us know. All you have to do is email us take2@ewtn.com. Okay, this is Unscripted for the month of, can you believe it? January is almost over. I can't believe it. Time is just flying by. So this is Unscripted. This is where you get to bring all the topics to the table. So if you want to join Lisa and the others, please call in. It's real simple. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. It's Unscripted. Share, if you have a prayer intention, a prayer request, you want to suggest a future topic, you want to ask a question about the faith. If I can answer it, I will. We'll be right back. With us on Unscripted for January, and this is where you bring all the topics. I bring nothing to the show except me. Normally I prepare for about, sometimes it's a couple days, actually, if there's a certain topic I want to figure out another angle on. But usually at least a full, I do a full day of talking to people and kind of exploring ideas. I think it's important that we cover things from all angles, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Jerry and I really agree on that. And so it's wonderful. But on Unscripted, I it's so exciting because I sit here and I wait for you, and you bring these amazing thoughts and ideas to the platform. I love that. So if you have something you want to share, now's the time to do it. Don't wait any longer. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Lisa has been waiting so patiently in Minnesota on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to Unscripted.
Hi.
Hi. Go right ahead.
So I'm couple things. I'm looking for prayers for my daughter and maybe get some insight perspective from the Catholic Church. A couple years ago, my daughter decided, however she found out or came to this conclusion that she's a starseed and also a twin flame. Mm-hmm. So it's taken her away from the church even more. And, yeah, looking for prayers that she can get some clarity and come back to God. Mm-hmm. And then what does the church feel about those things?
Okay, so a couple things. May I ask just to get give you a better answer in this situation? First of all, I want to tell you you're not alone. We do the outreach ministry Stand Tall, which is a life coaching ministry. So we have a whole panel of very experienced coaches that we work with, and we get together as coaches and we share what's going on, like what's happening in the world. It is unbelievable how many parents are reaching out to us saying, I don't know what's happened. You know, my adult child is identifying like this, or saying they're that, or they have a whole interesting angle on life, and it's really, really, I have to tell you, a bit bizarre. And it's happening all over the place. So the first thing I would say, Lisa, is you're not alone. Now I'm not trying to bring you comfort going, okay, well, if I'm not alone, I guess it's okay. It's not okay. There's something definitely off. There's something definitely wrong. And a lot of people like to blame the demons. They like to say, oh, it must be demonic. It's got to be diabolical. Sometimes it can be something that's going on with brain health. You know, something that's going on with the way the person feels about themselves, with some emotional wounds they have, things they're dealing with, and they express it. They express things in a certain way that is very different from the standard way we conduct life. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. The second thing I wanted to ask is, can you tell me just how old your daughter is? What's her age?
37.
Okay, she's 37. How long has she been kind of feeling this way?
Well, I only found out about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. But apparently this had been going on for 10, 12 years.
Okay, 12 years. And is she being reinforced and supported by people around her?
Yes, that are encouraging her to continue the belief and follow these thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, so when people have that kind of reinforcement around them, in their peers or people that they trust around them, it is a dangerous path, because you're being reinforced in lies, right? And so when that happens, you know, I think this is now my personal opinion here, Lisa. So take it for mm-hmm. how I'm sharing it right now. We as parents and grandparents, because I'm a grandparent, we as parents and grandparents, we must go and trust in prayer. We must always constantly commit them to prayer, remember them in prayer, and trust them to God. Reinforce that Jesus, we trust in you. You've got this adult child, or you've got this young child of ours, and you've got it covered. We can only do our part. Does it break our hearts? Absolutely. Does it really mm-hmm. test us with, you know, everything, like patience and everything? Absolutely. But what can you do? She's 37 years old, right? So, you know, I mean, how can you convince her? Unfortunately, she's going to have to learn it. I hate to say it this way. And like everybody else who's kind of going off the path a little bit, they're going to have to kind of learn it the hard way sometimes. But the prayer is that God puts the proper people in their life, and that their guardian angels, you know, really do help them and engage and really walk with them and get them back on the path of holiness, and get them in a clear mind, clear thinking. We pray for that. And I will tell you this, Lisa, I've seen it. Those prayers from parents and grandparents, they work. I know everybody wants to always say, oh yeah, like St. Monica with St. Augustine. I get it. Yeah, St. Monica is awesome. You know, it's just an amazing saint. Yeah. But the prayers work. Now, here's the key. And I've heard this from many clergy, we have to pray and then have the peace. So prayer and peace. Now, that's the hard part for us as parents and grandparents, because we're like, ah, there's no peace until everything's fine. But we really got to work on that. And so by you sharing with this worldwide audience today to pray for your daughter, and God knows who your daughter is, Lisa, we will do that. And that's what we feel confident in. And God's in control. And those people, God, you know, hopefully soon will come into her view, or those situations will get her on a better path. But I have seen it. And I've seen miracles happen overnight. I will tell you, I have seen miracles. In fact, there was just a beautiful individual, a mother I was talking to last night, who was telling me about her daughter, who was, you know, questioning some things. And her daughter has come back around. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm bringing it to the EWTN world. I need more prayers.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we joined together. And believe me, heaven's listening. When we stick together as the body of Christ, that's the best shot we have at it. So really take confidence in it. And maybe, I know it's kind of hard to do, but kind of practice being at peace and joy, and see if you can even feel a difference in what's going on with your daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I will.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Keep us posted, okay, Lisa? Thank you so much. Thanks for trusting us. We appreciate it. Okay, we're going to move to Diana, and Diana is in Tampa, Florida, on the TuneIn Radio app. Hi, Diana. Welcome. Hello, Diana. Diana, are you with us? Oh, I hear Diana.
Hello. I'm sorry. I was putting my headphones on.
Oh, that's okay.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Go ahead, Diana.
Good. I'm calling today because, well, this is something that's happening in my family. We never thought we were going to go through this, but it's about my dad. My dad has been a little bit sick since after New Year's, and he was in the clinic for a couple of weeks. Now he has some testing done. He's been smoking for a long time, and he always had that cough and all that. So he always, you know, handle that some way, because he always exercises. He's a very positive person. But we just had testing done on him, and we found out he has cancer, stage 5.
Oh, no.
And so we don't know. I mean, it's the first time it happens in our family. I know that, you know, a lot of people go through this, but it's not funny, but the weird thing is that we've been seeing a lot of people around us. Mm-hmm. Dying last year. Like, we have a cousin whose husband just died all of a sudden. I had a co-worker whose husband just died last week in an accident at work. And so all these deaths have been, you know, coming to my, since like last year. I've been praying, like, when it happens to me or my family, to give us this train, you know, and now it's happening, you know, it's just weird. But now I'm having to pray for him, but we all pray for him, but he doesn't know yet.
And this is your dad. This is your
find
dad.
A way, you know?
This is your dad, Diana?
My dad, yes.
Your dad. Can you give us his first name? Do you feel comfortable?
Sure. Alonso.
Okay. Got
Alonso.
It. Yes.
San
Alonso.
Pedro, like the St. Peter, right. San Pedro.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And so he hasn't been told yet by the doctors?
Well, he got the testing done, and my sister picked out the results. She called us and made a phone call with the family and told us what's going on. Mm-hmm. He did ask her, did you get my results? And, you know, she said, oh, yes, but I don't understand it. So we had to send him call. She hasn't told him that we had to see other colleagues. She told him we had to make an appointment with a doctor to read the results to you. So we're trying to see how we can, because he's very positive. He's calling us every day saying he's been wonderful. And he's very positive, you know, so we haven't told him. We have to let him
that
know.
But how old is your dad?
My dad is 80. He's very active, though. He has the cough from the smoking on his side, but he's always so, you know, there, you know, so conscious about everything, very organized with his stuff, you know. He always comes here. He's in Colombia, but he comes here to visit me. Aww. He plays with my kids. He's always calling me to say, how are you doing? He's a very good dad, you know?
Yeah, I bet he's got a beautiful daughter. Yeah. You're wonderful. Look how you're sharing with the world for everybody to pray for your dad. I think it's beautiful. That's so honoring, and God loves that. So that's a wonderful thing. Okay, so a couple things. It sounds like he's strong with God. He's good with the faith.
He does confession. He does his life is different when he was a child. Now he's a different person. Now he's always been with. He's very devoted to baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. That's Mother Angelica was too, and I love the Infant of Prague and that's very interesting. So he has a very tender heart. Wow. Okay. So yeah. we will be praying and we'll pray for your entire family because you're going to need strength through this. And again, you know, as our previous caller shared, and also we've said this many times on Take Two, as you said, even though there's there's people around you that you're experiencing death around you, this is the perfect time to tap into the grace and mercy of God. Perfect time. So really use this time to benefit everybody spiritually as you go through this. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I know it's a difficult time because it's your dad. And the older I get, you know, in living, you know, to 80s and 90s, that's young, you know, at the older I get. So it's never a time to be thinking about our parents, you know, departing. It's hard on us as yeah. children, right? But the state that you're in right now with your family. I did a death and dying project. I'm not saying that your dad's, you know, getting ready to pass or anything, but let me just share this. When people are faced with that, when they are faced with the possibility of somebody dying soon, that particular moment, that stage is a moment of grace and mercy. And it's a moment for people to get closer to God at a very quick pace. Okay. Or Diana, people may walk away from God, and that's what we don't want. Okay. Yeah. So keep that in mind as you're going through this and see if you can really feel the grace and mercy surrounding your family. Okay.
Oh, I will. And how do you handle, if you have any suggestion on telling him when it's time, or just, I mean, I know somebody told us just let him decide if he wants the treatment or just take it.
Yeah. Well, if it were me and this was my dad, I would definitely, if you can tell him in person, I mean, that's much better than on the phone, or by Zoom or anything like that. And if you could make sure you spend time with him, but also give him, you know, a little bit of private time if he has to, you know, digest everything and absorb everything. But I think family support and love and also, a healthy distraction, will help him maybe kind of deal a little bit better with it. Sometimes when, you know, really heavy news is delivered and then it's like it goes quiet, that's not necessarily the best, you know, atmosphere because it's like too much time in a person's head. So sometimes like a healthy distraction when they're ready. So maybe, you know, to possibly if you're able to go out to dinner or go to a movie or something just to be together or go to a park or something, just so that you have something else, a different surrounding, so you can get your mind off it for a little bit and until you can really grasp the seriousness of the situation. That's what I would suggest, but definitely, you know, but ask him what he wants. It's his, you know. It sounds like you respect him and he's a very, you know, smart man. He, you know, raised a family. So really, you know, what he wants. And, you know, sometimes when people are faced with a really serious medical situation or, you know, a plan or a path forward with something that family members will jump in immediately. Well, do this, do that. You know, maybe you should do this. Maybe you should do that. It's a little too much. You got to slow it down a little and let it pace out, you know, and just work through it in a slow, gentle, very, very loving way. I'm sure your family's very loving, but you know what I'm saying. Sometimes family members can be a little abrupt because they're trying to deal with it too, and it's a shock. So I hope that helps. Does that help a little bit?
No, yes, sure, it will. Thank you so much.
You got it. And Diana, keep us posted because I got you in the prayer book, your whole family. So let us know how your dad's doing, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, before we get to Abraham, do not go anywhere. You have been waiting so patiently in Colorado. I want to just share, this is so important tonight. Listen, you guys, I'm tuning in, so I hope everybody else is as well. The world over tonight, 8 Eastern time on EWTN Radio and TV, Archbishop Thomas Wensky comments on the Trump administration's executive orders against illegal immigration. Robert Royal and Father Gerald Murray in a special appearance by the Papal Posse at the Faith and Reason Institute's 25th anniversary gala and listen to this one too, and director Mel Gibson on his new hit movie Flight Risk and plans for his next film, and this is what I really want to hear, his next film, The Resurrection. I've been watching so many things on that. The World Over with Raymond Arroyo tonight, 8 Eastern time on EWTN TV and radio. That's tonight. I'm tuning in. And you can get the news from The World Over in your email inbox every week. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. That's the way I get the news of The World Over. It comes into my email inbox. It's so convenient. So let me just go to Abraham. Abraham on the iHeart Radio app. Hello. Welcome.
Hello?
Hello, Abraham. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. Right now, I'm in Colorado Springs in the middle of a storm, traveling on the I-25, doing about 3 or 4 miles an hour. But anyway, comment I want to make is I hear quite a bit on your show and other shows as well that, kids are going away from the faith, stepping away from the faith, and they don't understand why. And it happened to me as well to some degree. Mm-hmm. But in thinking about it, it's like, are we putting too much pressure on the priest and the church to take care or catechize our children, and we're not doing our part as parents within the house, and that's why children are stepping away? Much like, back in the days whenever teachers were teachers, and the discipline was supposed to be done at home, and and today we expect our teachers to be our babysitters and not our teachers. Mm-hmm. Are we expecting too much of our clergy?
Well, you look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, Abraham, the parents, and you can say also grandparents, family members, they're the primary catechists. I've always said this. I've been in religious education. I was in at the parish level for 25 years. The first parent orientation I used to have every single September is I would sit with the parents. And I said, if you expect your children to be very strong Catholics by you dropping them off an hour and a half once a week, you're sadly mistaken. So I used to say that's what I used to say every time. And parents would squirm in their seats and they'd go, really? We're taking them here and you're supposed to teach them everything. It's impossible. It's impossible, Abraham, to teach children once a week. You have a classroom of 30, 35 kids sometimes, and you can give them, some basic prayers, some basic teachings of the church. You can get them ready for sacraments maybe. But other than that, you're not going to get into some deep things unless you have them, 5 days a week, for several hours in really strict formation. So you're absolutely spot on. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, neighbors, friends, people need to really share that responsibility and be catechists and commit to forming children in the faith. Absolutely. Is that what you're saying? If that's what you're saying, I 1,000% agree with you.
Yes, that's what my opinion is, because I'm trying to catechize my son now, who is 50. He's part of a non-denominational group, and we're having discussions, and one of the things that he's always yelling at me, well, where's that in the Bible? And I'm trying to answer his questions as best I can. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't there for the catechist when he was young and growing up. Yeah. I would take him to Sunday school. I would take him to, the catechism for the teachers, and I didn't do what I should at home. And I'm just wondering if that's what's going on in today's society, that we are blaming clergy for not doing their part when it's really us parents and grandparents that haven't done our part.
Well, I think we should step it up, and now's the time to do it. We have all these resources. We have EWTN TV and radio. We have Catholic radio. We have all these resources at our fingertips. Absolutely. But Abraham, I've got a suggestion for you. You know, if you don't exactly know all the answers and your son doesn't either, then please do it together. Say, son, let's do this together. Let's explore the Catholic faith together. And go to the get the resources, the catechism, the Bible. Get, you know, go on the usccb.org, you know, so to follow the church year. You know, stay connected to Catholic radio. Do it together. It's a perfect time for father and son to journey together, and really have those great conversations. It can be like Bishop Barron says, it can be a great adventure.
Yes, and you know that's one of the things that's important. As me as a truck driver, we live in different states, and it's kind of hard to, because the only time we get to do it is over the phone. And we've had some good conversations.
Good.
And
good.
But anyway.
Yeah, no,
that was my comment.
Oh, yeah, I'm right with you. Absolutely.
And EWTN, as a truck driver, EWTN, the last year, 2 years that I've been on the road listening to EWTN, I have learned so much.
Aww.
So very much.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. That's music to my ears. I have to tell you, we love our truck drivers. You know what? The truck drivers have been with Take Two from the very beginning. So, Abraham, thank you so much for the work that you do. Safe driving. You've got your guardian angel right beside you. Thank you so much. We're going to move to Lynn for the final couple minutes. Lynn, I'm going to tell you right up front, I might not get to the full conversation in Toledo, Ohio, at Annunciation Radio. Lynn, take it away.
Hi. Can you explain, okay, immigration? There was a lady from Catholic Charities that had a podcast like a video out there telling people how to or what not to do or what don't talk if you're approached by ICE. Like the catechism talks about following, you know, your government.
So let me just share this. We're down to the final couple minutes, and this particular topic, it's a very heated topic right now. There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of misunderstanding. There's all sorts of spin that's happening. So it would take a whole hour plus. But here's what I would recommend to do, Lynn, just to kind of help you with this. The first thing I would do is, you've got the world over talking about immigration tonight. I would definitely tune into Raymond DeRoyo the world over. I would also call in for Dr. David Anders, you know, his wonderful show. I would call in Open Line. I would call in any of the call-in shows where they can have ample time to address this, because I think that, and I'm not trying to avoid this, Lynn, it's just I'm down to the final 90 seconds. I will tell you that there's a lot of problems with this topic, because I don't believe the absolute truth is getting out there. And that's unfortunate, because that's where it's going to start to divide people. So the more we can uncover the truth, the more we can share the truth, the more we can educate people, the more we can calm people's fears and all the stuff, that the hype that's going around, that everybody's getting so nervous. The more we can do that, and remember, the truth will set you free. That's what is written in scripture, and God does not lie. The truth will set you free. So I would suggest, Lynn, please call into the other shows when you have more time on this. But thank you for the question. I made a note of it, and we will definitely try to address this. Tomorrow's all about relationships, but we'll try to address this maybe next week. So, Lynn, thank you. The other fine folks that are calling in, you're too late. It's the end of Unscripted, but here's the good news. Next month, there's another Unscripted. Okay, so just save your question, or you can email us, take2@ewtn.com. You can always visit us on the prayer wall, take2show.com. Go to Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Actually, Lynn, I just thought of an article I'm going to post. Go to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. I'll post an article about your topic. Okay, that's it, guys. Thanks to the show team. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day.